answering all your automotive repair questions.
How long do you wait?
If the car is smoking and does not run, you've probably waited too long.
Sometimes it's not what you expected.
Just makes this really bad rattling noise constantly.
It sounds like you possibly have some loose change in the ashtray causing that.
Trying to steer you in the right direction.
Whining issues usually are caused by the power steering pump.
And making sense of what may be up with your car.
Those sensors tell the computer how fast that vehicle's moving.
Sometimes even we go off-road.
At that point, at 6,000 miles, you can justify getting your tires and your oil your tires changed and your oil rotated every time.
This is Auto Repair Radio, answering all your automotive repair questions and keeping you safe on the road. Phone lines are open now. Call in your auto repair question toll free 844-234-AUTO. That's 844-234-AUTO. Now here are your hosts, Don Smith and Wayne Autry.
Get your motor running.
Welcome to Auto Repair Radio. I'm Don Smith, along with Wayne Autry. We're here to keep you safe and on the road so we don't see you on the side of it. Give us a call right now at 844-234-AUTO. Again, that's 844-234-AUTO. Check out more of us at autorepairradio.com, where you can find past shows, our blog, Wayne's Car Care Tip, and links to our sponsors, all at autorepairradio.com. Coming up on this show, we've got anything automotive, automotive trivia, crazy things customers say, and Wayne's Car Care Tip of the Week. And let's see who's on the phone right now. I think we're going to take some calls right away. Marcus, you're on Auto Repair Radio.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Marcus?
Hey, good, Don. How you doing, man?
Doing well, sir. What's going on with your vehicle today?
Hey, I got a 2010 Toyota Corolla.
All right.
And I've noticed that, you know, I got rear-ended in an accident, and they fixed it. But it seems like when I get on the brakes now, my brake pedal is fluttering a little bit.
So okay.
I don't know if that had something to do with it or
kind of like a pulse in
like
the.
I noticed that.
Like a pulse or like a flutter, like a butterfly.
kind of like a butterfly.
Kind of like so. Is this like a? Hey, what was that boxer, Wayne?
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Man, I'm not a boxing
not
guy.
I love boxing.
It's not like sting like a bee.
Float like a butterfly.
Float like a butterfly. That's what it is.
Sting like a bee.
Yeah, like that.
Like that. All right.
Yeah.
So,
and it just seems to have done that after I had a rear-end accident. I don't know if it's coincidental, but it has me kind of freaking out. I've been paying attention to it.
I have to say, if it wasn't like that before the wreck... It's possible. You probably have something bent in that brake system back there. That rotor, something back there is bent probably.
Yep. Normally we get the vibration through the brake pedal or the fluttering or the pulsation. Normally that has to do with a bent or warped rotor.
Typically warped rotor, yes.
So
I don't believe I had a impact to the wheel, and that's what the insurance company is telling me, is that since I didn't have an impact to the wheel, that it's unlikely that it'd be related to the accident.
Well, that being said, I'm probably going to look for a bent hub there.
Yeah, it could be a bent hub. Yeah, because it doesn't necessarily have to be right to the wheel, does it, Wayne?
No, not necessarily. It's right in that area. You know, it has to be true and straight. And the runout, as far as technical specifications, is like 2/1000ths of an inch. And you'll feel that.
I think I just fell asleep.
Yeah, we're talking technical.
Don't you know when you start talking that technical, I'm like...
Yeah, I'm quiet on that deal. So I know the rotor is. But
my partner here just puts me to sleep.
Run out.
Are we running out of time or what? I mean, I'm on the radio. I'm not talking about run out.
We got all day.
We running outside like Jimmy John's?
Speaking of Jimmy John's, pretty fast.
Freaky fast.
I just want to make sure I'm not just freaking out for some unknown reason.
No, you know, what I would recommend, Marcus, is stick with the insurance adjuster. This is what we tell our customers is, call the insurance adjuster. Just keep to your, keep to your guns. Hey, it wasn't like that before the wreck. You know, I'm not trying to get anything for nothing, but you owe me a vehicle that is pre-accident condition, and this isn't it.
Yeah.
And you know, the body shop you're working through should be able to help you with that. Good body shop will call the adjuster. You know, hey, look, this guy needs this fixed. He says it wasn't like that before the wreck. You know, what
just
do you
come
do?
Out and spend a little time with it so that you just don't, like, dismiss me altogether.
Exactly.
How I'm feeling.
Exactly.
I want them to take a look at it and be sure.
Absolutely.
And, have them look at my rotors, but I don't want to have to be out of pocket anything. So.
I understand. I wouldn't either. I mean, you know, if you were rear-ended, the likelihood that the wreck is your fault is pretty pretty minimal. So
it wasn't my fault.
Right? So, I mean, they owe you. But, you know, be careful about how you – what I recommend also is be careful about how you talk to them.
Okay.
You know, just like with anything else in life, you get more
– Yeah, because I just want them to take a look at it and tell me and be sure. I don't want them to just dismiss me altogether.
Absolutely.
If it's not, it's not. If it's something that I'm freaking out over, then I just want to know that.
Wayne, how's that go? You get more more bees with honey than you do sugar or with vinegar or what's that?
Hello?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, just about treating people nice, you know.
I just say kiss a little butt.
Yeah, just be nice to them, you know. Don't be like, ah, wow, you know, you owe me this. Because we see that, too, and, you know, those insurance adjusters, they just shut down. I mean, no, I don't owe you nothing.
Yeah, because a lot of people just want something for free most of the time.
But, so. Yeah, you treat them nice, they'll take care of you. Hey, Marcus, we appreciate the call. Take it easy and have a good day. Hey, Wayne, so what's going on in the automotive world this week?
Well, I was doing a lot of reading, and I'm going to ask you the question. Who is
You can read?
Yes, I can. Actually, I was looking up pictures.
You were on Pinterest. Because you can't read.
It's shocking to me because I read about this article, and then I go back to a lot of people I work with, other technicians, different dealerships, independent shops. Mm-hmm. Who is the largest car manufacturer in the world? Who is it? Give me your answer.
You know, I'd have to go with one of the Japanese manufacturers, Honda, Toyota.
What's your final answer? All right, you're taking too long. Toyota. Toyota is the world's largest.
I think I have heard that.
Manufacturer, and behind that would be GM and Volkswagen is what I read.
Really? I'd never thought Volkswagen would be up there.
Interesting, but the thing that caught my attention is I know a lot of Toyota technicians. So you go around and ask everybody that's around you. We're in the car field. Mm-hmm. Just like I asked you had not, off the top of the head, you didn't know.
Right.
Now, is that something we need to know? Probably not. But it was just intriguing to me how much stuff they actually make.
Sure.
So I asked Toyota technicians, who's the largest manufacturer? I get answers like GM, Volkswagen. No, it's the guys you work for.
Wow.
Yeah, so I wish I had a microphone. We're going to try that one day. I'll get a microphone, and we'll go around and ask silly questions
to mechanics. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. If we only had a microphone we could carry around with us and record stuff.
I wish we can get one from our producer there.
Heck, we can't get... Well, anyways.
another segment. Yeah.
Hey, so... you know, I was going to tell you about this. I got to work on a Ferrari last week.
Nice.
I think it was 05, 03 Ferrari Medina 360. And I don't know a lot about Ferraris. You know, I know, heck, when I Google it, I have to use autocorrect to spell the thing. But I was pulling codes on it. It had a O2 sensor problem. We replaced the O2 sensor, put a new one in, and of course, you've got to test drive it.
Yes.
What a letdown.
Was it?
You know, you have this stigma of how these supercars are supposed to be.
Right.
And how, I'd love to drive one. I mean, I got in it. Don't get me wrong. It's fast and powerful. But I understand why the thing's, let's say, 05 and has 5,000 miles. It rides rough. The seats are uncomfortable. It's hard to get in and out of. It shifts horribly. It's got the clutchless automatic transmission thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, the paddle shifters. It's a nightmare to drive.
So basically you're making all your reasons why not to buy one?
I'm telling you, I would not. There's at least that particular one. And I'm sure there's, you know, that's an older car. It's probably almost 10 years old now.
Right.
But
Like Ferraris, you think about Ferraris, old cars don't age.
They just get better and better with time, right?
Yeah.
But, man, this thing was so rough. I mean, I got a Jeep and it rides smoother than that thing. But anyways, yeah,
hey, Jeep,
I don't think I could do it.
The air ride Jeep's pretty nice, though.
Oh, that air ride's pretty nice, yeah. So you think Marcus just puts a little TLC on those rear hubs or rear rotors?
I think something's bent.
All right.
I think they don't have something straight, and that's what's causing the brake pulsation.
Well, I can probably get them a auto adjuster out there, one of the insurance adjuster, and
they'll
be out there and fix it up.
Better take care of them, you know.
Yeah, as long as he's nice to them, I'm sure they'll take care of them.
That's how it goes.
Hey, listen, we're going to have some more of your calls coming up here in just a second, as well as Wayne's automotive trivia. We'll be right back on Auto Repair Radio.